Hello, Hot Springs. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
That's Rootin' Tootin'.
And we're from the Garland County Library.
And this is Checked Out,
a podcast where we talk about all things library each Friday.
Broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios.
Thanks for joining us.
All right. Hey, beautiful day. Happy Friday, everybody.
That's right. Happy Friday.
Yeah, we're here with a very special guest. Who are you?
And what do you do?
I'm Whitney, and I am the public service coordinator at the library.
What does that mean?
That's a good question. Yeah. I pretty much watch the desk and do everything else.
Yeah, I was about to say, it means you do a lot.
Yeah, Whitney is, we spoke with Karen a couple of weeks ago, and we said Karen's like the backbone.
Uh-huh.
And man, I think Whitney is like the glue.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a good, you really keep it together up there.
Yeah.
So you have a desk right up at the front desk. So if somebody comes up to the adult circulation desk, there's a good chance that they've seen you, or they've seen you running holds out to curbside,
yeah,
or any number of things. But
because you help with delivery and mending, and my team with processing, and you've taken multiple classes. You also had some good ideas. Speaking of those classes, so you had you went to one about certain disabilities in the library and what we can do. Is there something that you really look forward to or want in the future?
I really want us to be 100% accessible for every need out there.
Yeah.
And I want us to be inclusive. I really want us to have some Braille stuff everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Didn't you do an ASL class?
Mm-hmm.
That's something important that I think that we're lacking.
Yeah.
It's a large community.
I asked her who was talking the other day, and she signed it to me. Are you learning sign?
Oh, that's great. That's great. Accessibility is a big thing in libraries right now, too. Not just in person, but online. You know, with more and more people using library services just online, there's a lot of things that they're missing. You know, because we're not really accessible for everybody yet, but we're heading that way.
We're heading that way. We still have some resources, and then there's obviously the library up in Little Rock, but we want to be the place that every other library sends people to.
We are the biggest between here and Little Rock, and I think we should be accessible to them.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do cater a few ways, though, if you count our home delivery,
mm-hmm,
books by mail. So even people that might have mobility issues or aren't able to get to the library, we're still able to service them. But they need to be able to come into the library and experience all that we offer.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good job. You're going to do great things.
She is going to do great things.
She's already doing great things.
I know.
Right?
Do you have a pet project right now that you're really passionate about? Or is there a program that you really got your hands in?
Everything.
She dipped her toes in everything. But is there one that
you're helping
about?
Karen get all the fun stuff out.
Yeah.
And situated. I know you've been working on that for a while. What else you got?
It's so hard to describe just one thing that I'm working on passionately right now, because there's so many things I'm involved with.
I completely that's me. Mark at the library. Oh. Okay. How? What do you want to know most about? Because we have everything, and you do everything. So it's kind of hard.
Out of the fun items, what do you like the most?
What's the funnest?
What are you going to, what's the funnest?
The funnest fun item we have might be the ice cream machine.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Or the fondue fountain. That one's pretty cool.
We set up the fondue fountain to test yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
Was it good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's yummy.
I missed it, but there's going to be a really great video with Karen coming out.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, the fun items are brand new items that we're getting. We call it the Library of Things, where you can rent or check out fishing poles, cake pans, telescopes, microscopes, board games, puzzles.
Mid-America Museum passes, Garden Woodland Garden passes.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
And that's probably not the end of it.
No, we're going to keep adding to it, I'm sure. But I think that the kits are the newest thing that we've got coming out, and that includes the chocolate fondue, or fondue fountain.
Do you,
ice cream,
fondue?
The ice cream maker wood-burning kit, which is neat.
Yeah.
And dangerous. Love
and
it.
Awesome. 18 and over for the wood-burning kit. Actually, all our kits I think, are 18 and over. There's electrical stuff. There's dangerous stuff. So you have to make sure your parent checks it out, or you are
What else do you handle the McNaughton books? I know that's some library jargon, but
yes.
Okay, so McNaughton books. This is something that a lot of people don't know a lot about. That you know, whenever we get, you know, when James Patterson or John Grisham or any of them put out a new book, we automatically get like hundreds of holds on them. So we have a deal with McNaughton, who send us, I mean, they're hardback covers, but we are borrowing these books to let our patrons borrow.
Yeah, McNaughton is like a library vendor / publisher, and they lease bestsellers.
And our friends of the library pay for like a portion of our McNaughton books every year. But Whitney over here is the one that corrals them and labels them and gets them out on the shelf and helps get those wait lists going. Mm-hmm. Do you also send them back?
Sometimes. Most of the time it's Aubrey.
Okay, good. I hated that part.
Looking for more local content like this and so much more? Click subscribe by visiting hotsr.com.
I also do Lucky Days, which kind of tie into McNaughton.
Tell us about Lucky Days. This is new.
Lucky Day books are books that have big holds lists, like Colleen Hoover. Oh gosh, Colleen Hoover.
Yeah,
right. You just name her. Like I think she tops most of those right now.
And they're books that sit on the shelf that have really big holds lists that it might just be your lucky day if you come in and get one.
Yeah, we have one copy of each of these bestsellers, and you're going to see it by like a gold sticker with a horseshoe, and there's a big sticker on the front that says Lucky Day, and it's non-holdable. So you could come in and find this bestseller on the stacks, and it becomes your lucky day.
Yeah, you might have it on hold even. You might be 50th in line, but there's one copy that can't be held.
Yep.
Can't be tamed. That you just find, and it's lucky. And I every time I walk through the news shelves, I browse looking for them just to see. But I don't. They stay checked out. It's great.
I haven't seen one yet.
No, I found like I found two.
I found two. Mm-hmm. I found two so far, and it's really fun.
It's
fun. Yeah, it's like an Easter egg hiding in the library. Like I love it.
I like the Lucky Day collection though, because since we are trying to do more for patrons outside of the building or meeting them where they are, this is something for the patrons that are here browsing our shelves, looking at the stacks, and then maybe getting lucky.
Yeah. What else? So you also, we have a thing in my department that we call processing, and that's getting all of the materials ready. And it kind of falls in with McNaughton's and Lucky Day, because you help my team process like all the rushes, and that's kind of ties in with all the holds. And and if you guys mess up your book items, Whitney is our prime mender.
Please
right
don't
here.
Mess anything up.
She is rock solid at discovering. What's the weirdest way that you had to mend a book? Because like I've seen you pull out fans and like open the book out in front of it. I've seen you
put I've seen things
bricks.
Propped up, you know, like drying.
Weirdest thing I've ever had to mend, or
like the weirdest way you've had to mend something.
I went and found some hot glue one day and went to town. That stuff does not last long, but
no, it doesn't. Yeah.
What's the hardest thing to mend?
Paperbacks.
So they just kind of fall apart, you know. And once that one page is out, then they're just gonna keep coming.
Yeah, especially the ones that are sewn in.
Yeah.
Please keep us in your thoughts whenever you have your items. And I know there's kids and pets and everything, but with the library items, you're not the last person to have to hold this. You're not the last person to have to smell this.
Yeah.
And so please.
But this also brings us to a really good point, is that we don't have overdue fines anymore.
Yeah, we're fine-free.
So, you know, you may have a book out and you might be overdue. You might be stressing about it. It's not a big deal. We just want it back in good condition.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, decent condition.
Like, bring it. It's late. No big deal. It's wet.
There's cockroaches in it.
No.
No.
We're gonna charge for that. But, All right, Whitney, what else? How long you been here?
Yeah.
5 years.
5 years. When did you start? What is your start date? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
August 6th of...
5 years ago.
2018, I think. Yeah. Maybe off a couple.
Okay, so you are here a little bit before the pandemic and before we went through a new director, right? So you've been here with us.
Yeah, you got hired on under John Wells, the previous director.
Mm-hmm. And now we went through a pandemic and everything's changed and our building's about to change. And So many changes. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
What are you most looking forward to on, like, the future library projects?
I'm really excited about the garden and that we're going to have an outside...
programming area.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a park, like community garden, park, outdoor programming space. I'm excited for that, too.
There's a hammock place out there, but I'm hoping to sneak off, too.
And then I'm excited for the building remodel, just because, like, we're going to go up.
Yeah.
Up within our own building, which is super cool.
And we're going to make it a lot easier. Like, right now, you man the circ desk, but that circ desk, circulation desk for the non-librarians out there.
It's huge.
It's huge. Like, you have to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, you get questioned from all angles.
Literally, all angles.
Yeah, so when we remodel, I think it'll really help, you know, even our patrons, because our patrons just walk up and it's just like, who do I ask?
Yeah.
You know, it's just such a...
It's so non-intuitive for, you know, people. Because it's just, there's computers everywhere, and you see people, but you don't know if they're going to be the ones to check out. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, if you do come in, you need to say hi to Whitney. Whitney is one of our fastest risers, and I see awesome things in the future for her.
Yeah, Whitney, you're like my go-to.
Yeah.
It's like, I need something, like, is Whitney here? Okay, yeah. I'll ask Whitney.
Yeah, it's Karen and Whitney that hold this entire place together.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks for talking to us. You got anything else that you want to add?
Who do you like better, me or Brent?
Yeah.
No.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Checked Out.
From the Garland County Library.
New episodes released each Friday from the Razorback Camper Cell Studios. I'm D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Erin Baber.
Thanks for listening.